Penguin Random House Audio presents Embattled Rebel, Jefferson Davis as Commander-in-Chief by James McPherson. Read for you by Robert Fass. Introduction. History has not been kind to Jefferson Davis. As President of the Confederate States of America, he led a cause that went down to a disastrous defeat and left the South in poverty for generations. If that cause had succeeded, it would have broken the United States in two and preserved slavery in the South for untold years. Many Americans of his own time and in later generations considered him a traitor. Some of his Confederate compatriots turned against Davis and blamed him for sins of ineptitude that lost the war. Several of Davis's adversaries on the Union side agreed with this assessment. Writing 20 years after the Civil War, General Ulysses S. Grant claimed that Davis had an exalted opinion of his own military genius. On several occasions during the war, he came to the relief of the Union Army by means of his superior military genius. A number of historians have concurred with this harsh judgment. On the centennial anniversary of the Civil War, David M. Potter famously declared that, as Commander-in-Chief, Davis compiled a record of personal failure significant enough to have had a bearing on the course of the war. If the Union and Confederacy had exchanged presidents with one another, the Confederacy might have won its independence. Comparisons of Abraham Lincoln and Davis as Commanders-in-Chief usually favor Lincoln, though rarely to the extent suggested by Potter. The one undeniable truth in such comparisons is that Lincoln's side won the war. But that fact does not necessarily mean that